obviously big win. It was hard fought all the way around. Just overall thoughts moving on.
Well, I thought our kids played really hard tonight. I don't think it was there were times where we didn't execute our offense, especially in the first half. You know, our goal was to get the big kid out of the game with foul trouble. We on film, we felt like, you know, that we could get him in foul trouble because, you know, he relies on his height. And we just felt like that we could block him out and make him come over our back and then get into his body, go into the hole and get him in foul trouble. We did that. Got in the bonus situation, and we didn't take advantage of the way he was out. I mean, until we score with 0.5 seconds left, we don't have a lead the entire first half. So we got to do a better job, executing our offense. But I tell you, I thought we won a lot of hustle stats tonight. You know, they were a lot bigger than us. You know, our tallest kid is 6'2 on a good day, and, you know, they have 6'8, 6'4, a couple of 6'4 kids, and I felt like we controlled the boards.
Yeah, and with my numbers, unofficial, of course, I had you +3 in the rebound category, and that doesn't look like an 8-12 team over there.
Oh, no. Last year, that team went to state in Class 4A. They were undefeated going into the state tournament last year. They were, if I'm not mistaken, 23-0. So they know how to win, and, they're well coached, and they've got a good squad. They lost a lot of games early. I think they had a couple of kids out with injuries. In fact, they started the year 0-6. They had several kids out with injuries, and so the record wasn't indicative of the type of team they are.
And when you look at moving forward, obviously don't know the matchup yet, but do you know anything about either a Kingman or a Wichita Collegiate kind of preparing for that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Collegiate, you know, in my eyes, Collegiate's the best team in Class 3A. I really, just talking to a lot of, coaches, they've got the young sophomore that's 6'6", that's already committed to KU, and they've got a 6'10 kid and a 6'5 kid, so, we've got a lot of work, we got our work cut out for us, but, that's why you play the game. This time of year, I always tell our kids play with a lot of emotion, but don't be emotional, and they did that tonight. They went out there and worked hard, and good things happen to you when you go out and work hard, and that's our goal, is to work hard and practice the next 2 days and try to get everything together and, get some kind of a game plan formed, and just the thing we want to do more than anything is we want that team to beat us. If we're going to go out, we want it to be because somebody had to play, great and beat us. And so that's going to be our goal, is to go over there and play the role of David versus Goliath.
Sounds good, Coach. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.